If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Ryan is on the phone with us. And Ryan, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
And hopefully this isn't going to come off as creepy as it did on your date, but are you wearing underwear?
Oh!
He finally
waiting for the answer, yeah. Ryan.
I mean, I told you who I am. You know who I am.
You know the answer.
I think the answer is no. Like I said, if you're just joining us, Ryan told us about his first date with a girl named Rose. He said the only thing that went weird was somehow they got on the subject of underwear. And Ryan says that he doesn't believe in underwear and shared that with her on a first date. He thinks that might have come off a little creepy to be focusing on his hatred for underwear during the date. But other than that, he says everything seemed fine. She's not calling him back, though, and it's been a little while. So we're about to get her on the phone and see what went wrong.
And you guys met you were in a wedding party for mutual friends. Did you find out from the newlyweds if, you know, she had said anything to them about how your guys' date went?
I mean, I asked, but they said, no, she hasn't mentioned anything. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. It's just confusing because she seemed to have a good time. I had a good time. So.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to call her right now, okay?
Cool.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Rose there?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Rose, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Is there a reason why you're calling me?
There is. We actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay, an email about me?
Mm-hmm. It's a guy you went out on a date with.
Really?
Yeah. His name is Ryan. And I'm sure you remember Ryan. He says you guys met at a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he emailed us and told us a little bit about your date, but he also told us that you're not calling him back. So he asked if we could find out why you don't want to see him.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
He sounded really excited about you.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you not like going out with him?
I mean, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere.
And why is that? Can you tell us?
Oh, my God. This is kind of awkward.
I can tell you what he told us.
Okay.
So he said that you guys met at the wedding and had fun and then went to go get sushi.
Yeah.
He said there was one awkward moment during your date, and he thinks that might be the reason you're not calling him back.
Did he tell you what that was?
Yeah. He said that he went into a little thing about how he doesn't believe in underwear and how he doesn't like underwear and it's constricting and all that. And he says he thought that might have weirded you out.
Yep. Yeah, that happened. I mean, that was a lot of information on a first date.
Was that the pivot point that turned you off from him?
Well, he didn't even really need to tell me that part.
What?
About the underwear?
Yeah. You know, he was wearing shorts. And I noticed at one point when I got up to go to the bathroom that he may have been revealing a little too much in the shorts.
Oh,
wait,
no,
what do you mean? Be specific. I need specific.
I think I know.
Yeah, I think I do too.
I think you guys know.
Like, he was kind of hanging out for the world to see?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure, but then he starts talking about how he doesn't believe in underwear, and I thought, no, I was 100% right, I guess.
I can tell.
Yeah. All right, so maybe he should have been wearing underwear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, wait, do you think it was an accident, or was he, like, putting it on display for you?
Oh, God. I don't know. I hope it was an accident, too. It was just a lot of information at once. So.
A lot of information. You should have reached across the table and tucked it back in for him.
Oh, God.
If you guys were wearing shorts, would that be an easy mistake to make?
If you sit down, you never know. I mean, I feel like the shorts must have been pretty small.
You must have not adjusted.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to hear this.
Do you think it was an accident?
I don't know, but, you know, to be honest, I don't really care. I don't know if I want to know.
I don't feel like that's fair. I mean, if you had a nip slip and nobody told you about it, like, it's not something that you should get blamed for.
But it's different. I mean, what if I was doing it on purpose and I didn't care and it was just out there?
Yeah.
I know how we can find out if he knew that he was sort of dangling about.
You know, like I said before, I really don't care at this point.
Well, I think Ryan cares, and he's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about?
I mean that Ryan's been listening to this conversation, and he wants to talk to you.
What?
All right, in my defense, I had absolutely no idea that I was exposing myself to you.
You flatter you.
Honestly, I'm being absolutely sincere here. Like, I apologize. That is not at all. I wasn't trying to do, like, a 1-2 punch of, hey, maybe look at this, and, oh, I don't like underwear. Like, yeah. I swear to you, I had no idea that I was hanging out.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm being serious. It sounds like I'm joking, but I'm absolutely dead serious. I did not know that it was happening, nor would I have, you know, done anything like that. So if I made you feel uncomfortable, I sincerely apologize.
I'm just wondering, you know, why you brought it up at that point then. It's a strange thing to bring up on a first date.
It is, but the conversation sort of went there, and I wasn't trying to necessarily steer it there. And then it was like, oh, we sort of landed on that topic. And
yeah,
the fact that you saw that right beforehand is absolutely a coincidence. It's an unfortunate coincidence.
An unfortunate coincidence.
Did you not feel a breeze or anything?
It's not like I was engineering the date to be all about my junk. You seeing it, me talking about it, like, sincerely.
But yeah. You feel like if you're a guy who goes commando, you think you'd be super careful in shorts if that's a likelihood of happening.
Exactly.
I'm usually careful, but maybe I had a napkin in my lap, so maybe I thought, like, if anything was popping out, like, I don't know. Like, that's never told me about this before. So if I have been exposing myself inadvertently, I feel terrible about that.
Yeah. Now you have something to be aware of.
I mean, if I've gone home for the holidays or something, I'm sitting here, like, with my junk hanging out, I didn't know it, so.
Well, now you know.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
I mean, look, again, I cannot apologize profusely enough. I mean, I had a great time with you, and I hope that, I mean, you seem to have a really great sense of humor, and I hope maybe you can just sort of understand that this was absolutely inadvertent and not in any way some sort of pervy, sleazy thing that I was trying to pull on you. So I would love to take you out again, and I will promise to wear underwear on our next date.
That was so hard for him,
Rose.
Do you know what he's doing for you right now?
Would you like to go out with Ryan on a second date? We will pay for it, and we'll pay for his underwear, too, if you give him one more shot.
You know, at this point, I mean, it's a very heartfelt message, but I'm skeptical. I don't know.
Come on, Rose. You guys were in the same wedding for two of your best friends. Like, do you think that your friend's going to be marrying some sleazeball who would have a friend who would expose himself? Like, there's got to be some trust circle there, right?
Well,
yeah, I have references. If you need references, I have references.
That's a good point. I don't know. It's just, is underwear never an option, or it's a lot.
I will say this. If I'm wearing shorts, it's something that in the future I will definitely take into consideration and wear, you know? I just need to suck it up and put on some boxer briefs or something.
Yeah, dude, you get arrested.
Just be uncomfortable for a little while. It's just a couple hours, you know?
Before you get arrested.
It's terribly uncomfortable to me, but yeah, I mean, I would do that.
Rose, what do you think? One more shot?
Come on.
One date.
If underwear is provided, I will go on a second date with you.
Hey, there you go. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you. I mean, Rose, that's awesome. And I think I have a pair of underwear somewhere around my house that I can grab.
Oh, God.
All right. Well,
watch them.
I mean, and I promise you, like, if I do not have them, I will buy them. I'll buy a 3-pack. So, I mean, there we go.
If you don't have a pair, Ryan, I'll send you a pair of mine. We can share.
Oh, lovely. Okay? Thank you.